Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Political hitmen.
Hi, I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman right here on Israel News Talk Radio. We are live today. Numbers to call North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 0265-00151. Go to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, click on the chat room button, and join me in the chat room. The question I want to ask you today, it's been a couple of weeks since my good buddy, Ari Fold, was murdered. It's been a couple of weeks. But the question I have today, I want to flip this around a little bit. I know we've all done our tributes to Ari, but I want to flip this around a little bit. The question I have today is, should the parents of the guy who murdered Ari be feted for trying to turn him in, for be feted for trying to stop the attack? Should we not be celebrating them and perhaps encouraging other Arabs to turn in their children who want to go and commit terror attacks? Would that not make sense to you? It makes sense to me. Let's talk about that today, because I think we really have to start thinking about the way we market and the way we handle these situations when Arabs do good things. We figured out how to do it with people from the Holocaust, right? There is a section of righteous Gentiles, but why don't we do something similar like that for Arabs who do good stuff, who try to stop other people from killing Jews? This is the question I have for you tonight, and I want you to join in on the conversation. I really wanted to hear your point. I want to hear your point of view. I really want to hear what you have to say. The number in North America, again, is 301-768-4841. In Israel, it's 0265-00151. I'm Howie Silberger. It's great to be back here on Israel News Talk Radio. I really appreciate Tamar Yona inviting me back onto Israel News Talk Radio to do this show. We're going to be on every week at this time slot, so make sure you tell your friends, your family, and everybody else. We have a live show this time slot this day, and make sure that you call in and you're part of the show. Because I think that without you, I would just be sitting here talking to myself. And that's not a lot of fun. It's more fun to talk to you. And, of course, you could join me in the chat room on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com by clicking on the orange button on the news. It's an orange button. Yeah, orange button on the website. Where it says chat room. See, it's so simple. The technology is so easy. And so easy for you to be taking part in this program. And I'd really love to talk to you and the audience here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's a lot of fun.
Hello, I am Walter Bingham. If you want to hear the news behind the news and the true perspective on world affairs, then the Walter Bingham File is the program for you. We bring you interviews with the movers and shakers, political commentaries, and on-the-spot reports of events as they happen. All here every Tuesday, 4 p.m. Israel time, 9 a.m. Eastern time. And it's all archived on our website. Make it a date.
Political hitmen.
Hi, I'm Howie Silberger, your political hitman right here on Israel News Talk Radio. So glad to be back on Israel News Talk Radio. I want to thank Tamar Yona for inviting me back onto the station. And I want to invite you. I want to thank you all for listening. It's so great to be back here. If you want to call in, the show is live. You could call in North America, call 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could dial 0265-00151. The topic tonight and today, the topic I want to talk about right now is Ari Fold's murderer. Ari Fold was a good friend of mine. He replaced me on the show a couple of times. And his murderer, the guy who murdered him a couple of weeks ago, his parents went out and told the police and told the army that their son was going to commit a terror attack. So the question I have for you is it a smart idea for Israel to go and destroy their homes? Shouldn't we be congratulating them and thanking them for trying to stop the terror attack? I know the end result was that our friend and colleague Ari got killed, but the parents tried to stop it. So should their house be destroyed?
I think not. I really think that we should be relooking at this policy, and we should be discussing ideas on how to celebrate people who try to stop terror attacks, even if they're unsuccessful in stopping them. And even if it's their children that committed those terror attacks. If they went out of their way and they put their own life and limb on the line trying to stop a terror attack, should we not be recognizing that as a state? Should we not be saying thank you? And more people should be behaving like you and telling us that there's a terror attack that's going to happen. That's the way I see it. I could be wrong. You could be right. You could be wrong. I could be right. I don't know. Let's talk about it. Number to call, North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-650-0151. Let's go to the phones. Larry from Kansas. Hi.
Hey, how are you? It's good to hear your voice back again.
It's great to be back, and thank you so much for calling in. What say you, Larry?
Well,
do you think?
Well, I'll tell you what I think. I didn't know the details about the parents having called in and reported him, and I don't really have any answers to the bulldozing thing, but I've always been kind of suspicious that it just might be making more enemies than what it cures. I call me, I don't know, eccentric, but that's what it looks like to me. And it needs some examination and some out-of-the-box thinking. I will say that.
Because my thought process on this whole thing, and, you know, I loved Ari, and his murder is heinous, and really, really, you know, it really affected me harshly.
I'm missing.
Yeah. And so, you know, when I heard that the army was going to go and destroy their home, and I know that's the policy,
yep.
If there's a terror attack, the terrorist house gets destroyed. I understand that's the Israeli government policy. But when I heard that, and I read the articles, and there's been plenty of articles written about how these two people, I mean, the father got into a fight with the son, physical altercation with the son, trying to stop him from going. And then they went running out. One of them went to the police, one went to the army. Whether it was too late, whether it was on time, too late, is irrelevant. The fact is they went. And we should be encouraging that. I think ripping down their home, they're going to say, then why do we bother going to warn them? They're just going to punish us anyway.
Is there any kind of due process before the bulldozing starts? Or is it just up to the local army commander to say yes or no and then move the bulldozers?
Well,
is there any due process at all?
The terror attack was on film. I mean, it was filmed by a bunch of security cameras.
No, I don't mean that. I mean due process about bulldozing the house down. I know there's no doubt about who did the killing.
I'm sure there is due process. I'm sure there's a...
By a court or by a military commander?
I'm pretty sure in Israel would be a military tribune, might be a court. I'm not sure what the process is. But I know that there is a process. They don't immediately come that same day and with bulldozers and knock down the house. There's a process.
Well, I would hope not. I mentioned on the in the chat room about your co-host you had with you before. I'd like to hear him talk about President Trump now and see if he's changed his mind. Because he sure was negative on Trump before. Yeah, I would think, I hope he's changed his mind. I don't know.
I'm willing to wager he's not coming back onto the show, not in the near future at least. But I'm willing to wager that he didn't change his mind. I'm pretty sure he's still going to be, you know, he's a radical lefty, and he was going to stay a radical lefty. I don't think that's going to change.
Oh, I know he was, yeah.
Larry,
it's going to be hard for me to listen to him, but anyway. And once again, I am really glad to hear you back. It's good to hear your voice.
Thank you so much for being back here, for calling back in, and being the first guest back on the newly revamped Political Hitman. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you too. Bye.
That was Larry from Kansas City, and you could be on the show too. In North America, you could call in at 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could call 02-650-0151. You could join me here on the air. I'd love to hear your opinion on this. Our friend Ari Fold was killed a couple of weeks ago. His parents, according to reports, ran out to try to warn the authorities that their son was going to commit a terror attack. Yet now their house is up for demolition. Do you think that's right? Do you think that we should be demolishing houses of people who go to warn? Now, in the chat room, if you go to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and click on the chat room, we have a discussion going in the chat room, and there's a bunch of guys in the chat room. They're arguing this out, which is great. One of the arguments in the chat room was she went to report her son when it was already too late to do anything. Now, there are some reports that say that, and there's some reports that say that there was time, but they couldn't find him. They went looking for him. They couldn't find him. Whatever the case was, whether it was too late or not too late, the fact is she went out. she went to the police and she went to the authorities to report him. Most Arab women, and I'm going to say most Arab women because that's really what we see, after their son commit terror attacks, after their kids go out and kill people, they hold up their pictures and call them martyrs. This mother didn't do that. She went to the police to try to stop him. She didn't want her kid to martyr himself. That has to, you know, there's a fine difference. And I think we have to look at that fine difference and understand that some people, I know we like to lump Arabs into one category, Jews into another category, but we have to understand that there are some people who don't want to kill Jews or who perhaps they're not very happy with the state. Perhaps they don't like the state. Perhaps they want to live in, some other state run by their own people, whatever the case is. But there are people out there who just want to go and make a living. They just want to go and raise a family. This family here seemed to be living in a two-story house, a house that probably, a very nice two-story house. They had a nice car in the driveway. This is what I would call Arab middle class. It's not an Arab coming from a refugee camp or so-called refugee camp living in squalor. This Arab was living nicely. Now, why this son went out and committed this attack, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I have no idea. And I wouldn't even venture to guess why a young person wearing Gucci clothing, as you saw on his Facebook page and the pictures taken from his Facebook page, would go out and try to kill somebody or go out and kill somebody. I have no idea why somebody would do that. But the parents didn't want their son to do this. And yet they're being punished. And now, when we come back from the break, we're going on to break now. We're going on break now. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about what we should do with the terrorist. Now, I understand we don't want to talk about the parents. Fine. You don't want to talk about the parents? I have no issue with that. I think the parents' house should not be destroyed. Yes. Now, let's talk about the terrorist. What should happen to him? And what should we do to all terrorists? I think it's very important that we discuss what we should do to all terrorists, because I don't think throwing them into prison and then trading them for whatever is the way to do this, then releasing them in a year or two after they killed people. I know that the mayor of Hebron was responsible for killing my cousin. He actually was physically responsible. He was the man who murdered my cousin. And now he's the mayor of Hebron because he was released in a prisoner exchange. So let's go. Let's talk. When we come back from this break, we're going to talk about what we should do with terrorists and what should be done on the ground with terrorists. Here we have a terrorist who committed a murder. He was chased by his victim. He was shot by his victim. He was shot by another guy, but he survived. Should people who have guns kill terrorists when they see them? If they witness a terror attack and you have a gun, should you not just kill the terrorist? Forget about neutralizing him, taking out his legs or taking out his arms. Should you shoot him in the face? I think that might be a great idea. I really like that idea. Because once you're a terrorist, I mean, your human rights are gone. I mean, your humanity is gone. There's nothing left for you. So why keep them alive? Let's discuss that when we come back from this break. In North America, you can give me a call, 301-768-4841. In Israel, you can call 0265-00151. You can go to Israel News Talk Radio and join the discussion in the chat room. There's a pretty heated discussion going on in the chat room. And I like that. I like that. I like the fact that you're arguing in the chat room. But bring that argument from the chat room onto the show. See, the chat room is great. It's great to talk in the chat room. But I prefer to talk to you on the show. I don't mind answering in the chat room, but let's discuss this. Let's let everybody hear what we're saying. People who can't necessarily get to the chat room, people who don't necessarily want to go to the chat room. Let's let them hear what they're saying when they're listening to the stream. So call me. Call me and tell me what you think. In North America, 301-768-4841. Israel, 0265-00151. I'm Howie Silligan's Political Hitman. We're heard live on this time slot every single week, once a week, right here on this time slot, right here on Israel News Talk Radio. And I am so happy to be back. And I want to thank Tamar Leona for inviting me back. And thank you all for tuning in and listening, because I think a show like this is very important. Now, you're not going to hear any political correctness on this show. And I'm going to tell it like it is. And we're going to discuss all sorts of different topics, from Israeli politics to Jewish politics to religion. And I am going to give you what I think, and I'll give it to you straight. And if you don't like what I say, that's fine. You have the option It's a live show. You always have the option to call in and to argue with me, to call in and take me to task over something I said. I don't get insulted. I don't get upset. I want to talk to you. I think it's important that we have a fine and firm discussion. My name is Howie Silverberg. This is Political News, heard live right here on Israel News Talk Radio. And we will be back after.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I am Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Wednesdays on Israel News Talk Radio.
Political Hitman.
Hi, I'm Howie Silverberg, your political hitman, right here on Israel News Talk Radio. If you want to get in on the conversation, you could do that. In North America, you could call 301-768-4841. In Israel, you can give me a shout at 02-6500-151. We are live, and we will be live every week right here on Israel News Talk Radio. You could join me in the chat room by going to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and clicking on the orange button that says chat room. See, it's so simple. We make it so easy. Put a big orange button on the page that says chat room. And if you click on that button, guess what happens? You go into the chat room. It's really quite easy to do. And I am thrilled to be back here on Israel News Talk Radio. I want to thank Tamar Yona for inviting me back onto the station to do this show. I'm really, really, really grateful that she allowed me to come back onto the station to do the show. It's an honor and a privilege to be here talking to you all in Israel, you all in North America. Very, very nice to be here. Before the break, we were talking about how I don't feel the Israeli government should destroy the house of the parents of the person who killed my friend Ari Fold. Now I want to talk about the terrorist himself. So here we had a case where a terrorist went and stabbed a man standing in front of a shopping mall. Then turned around away, and he was chased by the man he stabbed and chased by another guy. Both of them had guns. The man he stabbed shot him a couple of times and then unfortunately fell, and we all know what happened to Ari. And the other guy shot him a couple of times, and the terrorist fell to the ground, and that was it. I want to know, and I know why he didn't shoot him in the head and kill him on the spot, because the Israeli government has prosecuted, I was going to say persecuted because that's really, really where I feel it went, but the Israeli government has prosecuted soldiers for killing terrorists. But should we really fault people for killing terrorists? If you see a terror attack and you have a gun, isn't your moral responsibility to go and kill the terrorist? I think it is. And I think that anybody who has a gun at a terror attack and they have the opportunity to take out the terrorist, shoot him in the head. And I think that capital punishment, the death penalty, should be brought back and should be instated. I wouldn't say reinstated because it was only used once in Israel. And the death penalty only exists for Nazi war criminals. But there aren't that many Nazi war criminals left. And now the only war criminals running around Israel are terrorists who want to kill Jews. So I really believe that the death penalty should be brought in for terrorists who kill Jews. Why should the Israeli government have to pay, or the Israeli people have to pay, to put these people in jail? And then why should we have to release them in prisoner exchange programs in 2-3 years after they kill somebody? And so they could go and live in the Palestinian areas, the Palestinian Authority areas, and become mayors of towns after they have blood on their hands and killed people. It's vile, it's disgusting, and I think it should end right now. I think these people should be put to death immediately. Due process, sure. Put them through courts, try them, convict them, kill them. That's the way I see it. Let's go to the phones, Melbourne, Australia. Nathan, hey, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Howie. Welcome back to Political Hitman.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's great to be back.
Great. My comment on this is that I agree with you 100%, Howie. The death penalty must be reinstated. That's number one. Number two, if you see a terrorist, and if it's anyone, it could be a friend of mine, it could be anyone, you just need, and if you have a gun, you just need to shoot the terrorist between the eyes. That's it. Take him out.
So no second chances for terrorists, no...
No second chances, Howie. No second chances. And this is where the Israeli government has failed in the past. They haven't implemented this.
Well, you know, they have a lot of pressure from a lot of lefty Jews who say, oh, we have to be humanitarian. But how can you be humanitarian for terrorists? What's there to be humanitarian about? These people have removed themselves from humanity.
And the other problem, Howie, is that he's now in an Israeli hospital. He's getting the best treatment by Israeli doctors. And then he'll be put in front of an Israeli court. And then he'll get a sentence, and they'll give him the best life in an Israeli jail, with taxpayers' money, and you know the Israeli people will be paying through their taxes.
Yeah, exactly. And then in 3-4 years, the Palestinian Authority or Hamas or Islamic Jihad or Hezbollah or any of these groups that are in the area. Who are all basically the same group? They're all associated. Will kidnap an Israeli, a soldier or a civilian, and will demand the release of 1,000 terrorists, and he will be released along with these 1,000 terrorists. And so, whatever court case he got, whatever verdict he got, whatever sentence he got, will just be nullified. And is there really a point in the process?
That's correct. I agree with you 100%. And things have to change very quickly now, because this will just continue and continue. And we lost a very good friend of ours. He was an icon of Israeli society, the mouthpiece of the IDF. He was well known on Facebook. I was one of his best followers. And I'm going to miss him terribly. A great man, a great Jew, and we can't bring him back now.
No, we can't bring back the dead. So dead are dead. We can't bring them back. What we could do is try to encourage parents to stop their children from committing terror attacks. We could try to encourage people to try not to kill Jews. We could come up with some kind of policy to separate Arabs that might want to kill Jews from Jews. We could come up with some kind of policy to execute Arabs that do kill Jews. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that Israel could be doing right now to try to strengthen the security of Jews, especially Jews living in areas where they're surrounded by Arabs. I mean, there are plenty of things that can be done. Part of the problem is the restriction of using your gun. I mean, there are restrictions, and that is a major issue for me. I think you have a gun, feel free to use it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the major deterrent now that's facing the whole country now. But as I may say again, that we're going to miss all the Jewish world, plus in Israel, we'll miss Ari Flood. He was an icon. He will be sadly missed.
Thank you so much for calling from Melbourne, Nathan. Really, thank you so much.
Thanks, Howie, and keep up the great job you do.
Thank you. All right, number to call, North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 0265-00151. Where did this all start? Well, I'm watching this debate in the chat room. And Motek in the chat room is right. We imported into our country a poisonous ideology via the Oslo Accords. Now we simply need to export them. I agree with Motek. I think the Oslo Accords was the beginning of the current problem that Israel has. By giving legitimacy to a terror group and creating a political entity out of a group that's avowed to destroy and murder Jews, the Oslo Accords created this problem. So now you have a Palestinian Authority run by a terrorist who funded the Munich Olympic Massacre. He was one of the organizers and one of the funders of the Munich Olympic Massacres. And whose organization, the Palestinian Liberation Organization, was created to destroy the Jewish state. And he's being treated as a legitimate political entity. And this was all created through the Oslo Accords. And I think I think that that Motik is right. That this is simply an ideology problem that has to be changed. Let's go to Shoshana from Portland. Shoshana, hi. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Howie. Nice to hear your voice again.
It's great to be
back.
Howie,
this is all nonsense. We brought in these monsters. They've breeded a generation of monsters. I know all Arabs are not terrible people. I have had wonderful Arab neighbors when I used to live in Jerusalem before Oslo. However, they have poisoned these people to such a degree that it's hopeless. It's an ideology. Like, we're Jews, and our ideology is precious to us. Their ideology of hate is as precious to them as ours is to us. You can't change them. We can't be nice to them. We've tried everything. What more can we do to try and stop them? They won't be stopped. If you shoot them in the face, if you shoot them in the face, you're going to go to jail, like that soldier went to jail. Yeah. They get put into jails, that they get college educations. I'm sure the monster that killed Ari, may he rest in peace, is being very well treated in the best hospital in the world. I mean, why doesn't somebody just step on one of his tubes? You know what I mean? We can't deal with this. They have to go. Rabbi Kahana was right. They have to go. Export them out. Sorry to be not so nice about this, but that's how I feel. Thank you for listening to me.
Thank you very much for calling in, Shoshana. I appreciate it. That was Shoshana from Portland. Sure. And I don't disagree with Shoshana. I really don't. She quoted Rabbi Meir Kahana. He wrote a book called They Must Go. In his book, he outlined his reasons way back in the 80s why he thought that the Arabs must go. Most of what he wrote in the book, and most of what he wrote in most of his books, by the way, has come to fruition. We see that he really had a vision of the way Israel was going politically and really understood the end results and the ramifications of the decisions that the Israeli government made. Back then, that we're starting to feel now, or that we're feeling now. So I agree with Shoshana, and I really think that there should be a re-evaluation of the way that Israel treats their Arab population, a re-evaluation of the way Israel looks at terrorism and treats terrorists, and a re-evaluation of the way Israel treats their own civilians and citizens and army who try to save people from terrorism. Give me a call, North America, 301-768-4841, Israel, 02-650-0151. I'm Howie Silberger, this is Political Hitman on Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
Political Hitman.
Hey, I'm Howie Silberger, and this is Political Hitman right here on Israel News Talk Radio. You could be in on the conversation. You could join me. Number to call to join this live show is in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, it's 02-650-0151. And we're talking about what to do with terrorists. What do we do with terrorists? Just before the break, we heard from Shoshana from Portland, and Shoshana said that she believes that we should follow the rule, we should follow the ideas of Rabbi Meir Kahana, and we should they must go. We have to get rid of them. They have to get out of the country. Now, for years and years, I've advocated that we should build a wall, and we should put Jews on one side of the wall and Arabs on the other side of the wall, and shoot anybody who tries to cross the wall. I've been saying this for years. I probably got the idea from Meir Kahana and his books. After reading them years ago, I probably developed the idea from that. But I really think that that's what we should be doing. Take a look. When Israel built their security wall, terrorism went down 80%, more than 80%. It's amazing. It's an amazing result from building a wall and separating Jews from Arabs. Centuries and centuries and centuries have proven that Arabs and Jews can't really live next to each other. We can't coexist. The hatred of one side to the other side, the Arab hatred towards Jews, and the murder of Jews from Arabs could be traced back centuries and centuries and centuries. So why do we continue to put ourselves in a position where we could be killed and our people could be killed? Why do we continue insisting to be pluralistic and to allow Jews and Arabs to live together in the same state? Why do we allow the world to dictate this on us? When you take a look at the states surrounding, you take a look at the countries surrounding Israel, and you see there's not one Jew in any of the countries surrounding Israel. But nobody seems to have a problem with that. So why is there a problem? Why is there an issue with Jews living in a Jewish state filled with Jews? Why is there no issue with Arabs living in a Muslim state filled with Muslims and nobody else but Muslims because they killed everybody else? Why is that okay? But it's not okay for Jews to live in a Jewish state with just Jews. When the Arabs threw the Jews out of their countries, nobody said a word. Nobody really cared. Why is the world so concerned over what Israel does with their Arab population and how Israel resolves their problem? Their problem basically being a terrorist problem. Why is the world so concerned about that? Is it just a hatred of the Jewish people? Is it just a hatred of Israel? Why? What say you? Give me a call. In North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-6500151. Why do you feel that the world cares so much about what Israel does with their Arabs? What makes Israel so special? Out of all the countries in the world, 120-odd countries in the world, why is Israel so special that the UN spends most of their time talking about Israel? That anytime Israel makes a move to try to protect their citizens, they're attacked. That when an Israeli soldier kills a terrorist, the Israeli government is pressured into charging the soldier with murder and then prosecuting the guy. Why? And why is nobody talking about Jordan? And Jordan was brought up in the chat room, so you could join me in the chat room by going to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and clicking on the chat room button. And why is nobody talking about Jordan? When you look at the Palestinian Authority or Hamas or anybody talking about historical Palestine, and I guess historical Palestine goes back to 1964 and the creation of the Palestinian people when the PLO was created, so back in 1964. Why isn't anyone talking about Jordan? The Mandate of Palestine, which was created, by the way, to facilitate the creation of a Jewish state in the Middle East, incorporated Jordan and part of Syria, but forget about the Syrian part, but incorporated part of Jordan, all of Jordan, actually. And Jordan was broken up, was taken out of the mandate by the British and given to the Hashemites as a reward, as a present, as a gift for their helping the British during World War I. So that's why the Hashemites run Jordan, the King Hussein and the Hashemites. So the question is, why is nobody talking about Jordan? And it's quite simple. Nobody's talking about Jordan because Jordanians said no. How did they say no? It was Black September. That's why Jordan said no. When they closed down their borders and killed 100,000 people who were rebelling against them and trying to overthrow their government to create a Palestinian state. And I use Palestinian in air quotes. You can't see it. I'm on the radio, but I used air quotes for Palestinian. Now, you had those people killed in Jordan, and then suddenly they ran to Tunisia. The PLO ran to Tunisia and started attacking Israel. If you look at all the maps, if you look at all the pendants and the paraphernalia put together by the propaganda arm of the Palestinian Liberation Organization, if you take a look at all that, and they say we want a free historical Palestine, which I guess would be the mandate, the League of Nations mandate of Palestine, because before that Palestine didn't exist, and before 1964 the Palestinian people as a people didn't exist. So if you want to, so when we look at their propaganda, we see that all they're showing is the current state of Israel. What's there to even negotiate? They're making it very, very clear. How could you negotiate with people who say that we want a free our historic land, our imaginary historic land, and this is our imaginary historic land. They show you a map of the state of Israel. It's mind-boggling that the world is still supporting this farce. But let's take it one step farther, because you know, you got your lefties out there, and Lord, do I love those lefties. Boy, do I love them. I was teaching a high school course called Israel Advocacy, teaching how to advocate for Israel on university campuses in North America. And I was teaching in a Jewish high school. And the way I taught the course was I essentially went and I taught the kids why Israel's not apartheid state. You know, we looked at the real apartheid in South Africa. We looked at Israel and we made the comparison why Israel's not apartheid state. I showed them how the BDS movement's only purpose is to destroy Israel. The Arabs couldn't do it militarily because Israel just kicked their butts all the time. So what they did was they're trying to destroy them economically now. So it's a different kind of military attack on Israel. So I showed them how that worked. I showed them how editing worked and how the media bias feeds into the newscasts, which basically feeds the hatred of Israel towards in the population. Anyway, I taught that course for a couple of years, and then they took me off the course. The school took me off the course, and they put a guy into the course who teaches the students. And I'm laughing because it's kind of funny. He teaches the students that it's perfectly normal to support a Jewish Zionist state in the land that we call Israel, and also support a Palestinian state in the land that we call Israel. So I was still working in the school. I was teaching another course, and I went to this teacher and I said to him, after I heard that this is how he was teaching this course, went to the teacher and I said, "Hey, listen. I just want you to explain to me. I don't understand. I want you to explain to me how you could say that the Jews have an indemnable right to have a homeland in their historical homeland, and the Palestinians or so-called Palestinians have a right to superimpose a state over that Jewish state. How's that supposed to work? Are you supposed to build a country on stilts so that one's on top of the other? Are we living in a bizarre world? What's this all about?" And he refused to answer my question. In fact, he refused to even address my question. So that just goes to show that the lefty propaganda machine is infiltrated the high schools in North America, and they're generating more and more lefties, more and more anti-Israel lefty Jews. So we don't only have the Arabs who hate the state of Israel and who are working to destroy the state of Israel. Now we have a whole legion of Jews who are working to destroy the state of Israel. They're all in their 20s now. They're in 20s, 25. The so-called millennial generation, they are now working to destroy the state of Israel. As Israel advocates, as people who support the state of Israel, who love the state of Israel, who know that the state of Israel is given to us by God, it's our state, it will be our state forever. It's our country, it's our land. We're never leaving. Now we have to fight our own people. Our own people, our own tribe, plus all the other tribes. The world has become a very, very strange and scary place. But I'm glad that we could share a little bit of time together, me and you, to discuss the issues, to talk about it, to try to figure out how we could work around it, and to hopefully try to convince at least our own people of our legitimate and undeniable right to live in our country, as a sovereign state, to maintain our religion in our country, and to not have to look behind us when we leave our homes, to not have to worry if we make a right turn or a left turn, if that was the last decision we're going to make in our lives, to not have to worry about checking our grocery list while standing in a grocery store, that some guy behind me is not going to stab us in the back. The lefties have taken over. We have to reclaim the dialogue. And the only way to do that is for you and for me to start speaking loudly. This is the only way to reclaim the dialogue, to start telling the truth. And that's what this goal of this show is going to be. We are going to tell the truth. And I don't care who it insults. I don't care if you get totally insulted. We are going to express our opinions. We're going to tell the truth. And God willing, if we all start talking, maybe we could see a productive change in our community. I sure hope so. I'm Howie Silberger. This is Political Hitman here on Israel News Talk Radio. We're heard every week, so tune in again next week, right here, this time, right here on Israel News Talk Radio. We are live, and you can always call in throughout the show. I like being interrupted. I don't like talking all the time. I like being interrupted. So feel free to call in. So until next week, I wish you a great week right here on Israel News Talk Radio.
Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. Just click the orange button at the top of the IsraelNewsTalkRadio.home page, log in as yourself or an anonymous guest, and join in on the fun. You'll meet other listeners from all over the world who listen to Israel News Talk Radio, and you can make new friends. Israel News Talk Radio's chat room. It's the closest you can get to being in the studio with us.
We love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.